I'm just guessing it was about 4 miles to a little place where we could overlook the lava, and that was where I had my stroke.
What was that moment like when you talk about sort of the world starting to spin and, you know, like things, you know, things were happening and you were falling onto the lava?
I fell and I hit my head and I kind of was floating, it seemed like, but I couldn't move. And I don't know if I passed out or if I didn't pass out, but I realized that when I came to consciousness, I couldn't move. I was kind of, I grabbed onto this stick that was there and I was sliding downhill and it was all lava around me. And there's a flat place that I finally found. It was just, I couldn't get my bearings about where I was.
Did you ever have a moment out there where you thought, I may not get out of here alive?
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to get alive. The people that I had come with had moved on, and I was laying there without a sense of what happened to me. I didn't know if I was shot or if there was somebody that was chasing me or if there's nobody there. When you're alive and present, and like we are, you're not going to die in 10 seconds, but you can't even imagine what can happen to you so quickly and so forcefully that when you're standing talking one moment and then you're down and you cannot talk, you cannot think, you cannot move, it's really hard to understand what you could do that, for one thing, would make you so dependent on somebody else, on the other things, and that you could even not have the consciousness and the ability to move around that you've got.
You write about this experience in your new book, On the Dark Side of the Moon. Would you mind reading for us?
Sure. My mind moved randomly to the past. I remembered when I was 12, my father had a stroke. When I went to see him in the hospital, he wore a pirate's eye patch and a white turban to hide the cut the doctors had opened in his head. He pointed, shook his finger, and grunted as he looked out the window of Tripler Army Medical Center in Honolulu, Hawaii. My father, a lawyer and Air Force colonel, had been rendered speechless. Back then, I was baffled by my feeling of helplessness due to his inability to communicate with me, but I understood that he wanted to get the hell out of the hospital, and he died 6 months later. Now I know a piece of his death firsthand.
Knowing that your father had had a stroke and died from that, how did that affect your own recovery of moving from this place of being out in Craters of the Moon, being in a hospital in Pocatello for quite some time, to getting, you know, your legs back underneath you?
When my feet weren't under me, I realized that there are other people that have disabilities like that, and I felt that I had that kind of disability and it might never get better. But it did. It got better in a few days. And I just rejoiced that I could walk. And then I rejoiced that I was beginning to speak. And I rejoiced that, you know, I could think and put paragraph after paragraph as I wrote them. But that took a long time.
During your recovery, your mother played a large role.
Yeah.
As well as several other people.
Yeah.
She asked you at one point, you want to go for a hike? And mm-hmm. Where was the first place that you told her you wanted to go?
Well, Craters of the Moon.
Why?
I want to go back to Craters of the Moon and confront what had happened to me, basically, and confront what had become of me and walk through it and kind of stomp on it. But it's really not what happened. You know, I went to Craters of the Moon, and I just found it to be a beautiful place.